Welcome to First Focus, a new weekly podcast here at First Pres Columbia, where we look at various events and ministries around the church. This week, Brad Anderson, Beth Ann Hurst, and Josh Madsen from our youth staff join us to discuss the upcoming middle school retreat. We also talk about ways that volunteers can get involved in the youth department. If you have questions about our youth programs or any ministry here at First Pres, don't hesitate to contact us. You can find all our contact information on our website, which is firstprescolumbia.org. Again, that's firstprescolumbia.org or on our app. Now, let's get to our conversation. Okay, I'm here with some of our youth department staff. I've got Josh Madsen, I've got Brad Anderson, I've got Beth Ann Hurst, not Sample, though if I say Sample, forgive me. I've got Beth Ann Hurst here, and we're talking about the middle school retreat that we have coming up. So, Beth Ann, would you mind giving us some more information about this middle school retreat?
Yes, it is April 13th through the 15th. We will leave Friday around 5 o'clock, and we'll be back Sunday after late service. We usually get here around 2. The cost is $70. We're going to Bon Clarkin in Hendersonville, North Carolina. So our kids are very familiar with Bon Clarkin. They're excited. We're excited. It ought to be probably nice spring weather, too.
Mm. And give me the dates again.
April 13th through the 15th.
April 13th through 15th. So is registration for this still open?
Yes, it just opened.
It just opened. How long do people have to register for this?
Through, I think it's March 26th.
Through March 26th.
Yeah.
Between now and March 26th, in order to register, what would be the best way for them to register?
They can register on the app. They can go to the website and register. They can come in and register.
Okay. So they can register in person, they can register online, or through the app. Josh, what is going to happen during this middle school retreat? Give us some idea of what takes place at Bon Clarkin.
So the weekend will take place over 3 days, and we'll have a couple different opportunities to hear Dr. Gabe Floor speak to us and lead us in worship. And he's going to be talking about our identity and what it should look like and what it might look like. And then we'll have some other opportunities to play some games and play some sports, have some free time, and there could even be a scavenger hunt.
Wow. A tease for a possible scavenger hunt.
Sure enough.
Okay. And who's invited to this retreat?
This retreat is open for 6th graders through 8th graders.
6th through 8th grade. Siblings aren't allowed to come along if they're outside that 6th to 8th grade windows. This is just purely 6th to 8th graders.
Correct.
Yes? Okay, great. Any other information about the middle school retreat that you think our parents would want to know?
We just need our First Pres release form is the only thing we're going to need from them for this weekend. So
okay.
If they haven't filled that out, they just need to get that filled out before we leave.
And where would they find a copy of that release form?
They can find it online.
Okay.
They can also get it in the office from our admin, Meredith Myers.
Meredith Myers. Okay, so if they want to call and talk to someone, talk to Meredith about getting that release form taken care of. Great. I've also got Brad Anderson here. Brad, if parents listening to this and they think they want to get more involved in the youth ministry, what are some opportunities they would have to get involved?
Well, for parents and anyone in the congregation, we always welcome as much as involvement as they're willing to give. It ranges, well, we're always looking for caring adults who love Jesus to help usher kids and disciple them as they grow in Jesus and confess Christ. So, man, that ranges from being able to participate in Sunday school by just being a Sunday school parent and coming and sitting and getting to know other kids. We also long for young adults to come and be involved in this as well. We have some who come to youth group and just kind of hang out. We really try not to throw too much onto our volunteers, just kind of give them some baby steps in the ministry. Laugh with kids, laugh with us. We really do have a good time with middle and high school students. So to be involved is, once again, there's a spectrum. You could be a small group leader, and we'd be happy to try and connect you with a group of kids, all the way to just baking brownies. You know, maybe your spiritual gift is just service and behind the scenes kind of stuff. And we long for people to help out in that area. So, and that doesn't require you to be any certain age. I mean, it could be anyone in the congregation can help out in that way. We do have, this summer, we do have some needs for our summer interns. You know, we're receiving applications now, and it's a 10-week program where we immerse college-age students in the beginnings of ministry, and hoping that as they grow older, they'll see what it means to engage their local congregation, wherever they may be, in the life of the church. And specifically here, they learn what it means to engage students. So we're always looking for people to host our interns, to open up their homes and give them a bedroom, give them a family to know throughout the summer. Mm. And so we'll need a couple places depending on our interns and their needs. But then just adults, again, to look out for them this summer. They may be from out of town, so invite them over for a dinner, a lunch, or whatever that may be as the summer goes on. So we love our summer interns. Our kids really do. It's amazing how they open up to them and let them invest in their lives through our various trips and programs, whatever happens in the summertime. So those are various ways that people can be involved with us.
And if they wanted to plug in, again, who would they contact about that? Would they look to contact you directly?
Feel free to do so. I would say contact any of the youth staff directly. Trisha, Beth Ann, Josh, or myself, and we would love to find a way to plug them in because we have the eyes on all the different things that we do. But there's that, and you can, you know, hopefully our ministers know what we're up to, so point anyone in our direction if they're ever interested in helping out with the youth of this church.
That's great. Anything else coming up on the youth calendar that you think people should keep an eye out on or go ahead and mark down now?
Well, I think a point of prayer, as you all know, you've been involved with our Next Step class, and mm-hmm. it's Next Step season right now. So if the church would be in prayer for these students of the church, children of the church, that they might see what it means to make this profession of faith, mm-hmm. and they'll spend this time, and the families will spend this time evaluating what's going on in the life of this child, and just pray for that. It's a great season.
Mm-hmm.
It's an important process. We're engaging families, we're engaging students, and really just spend some time in prayer for that. Mm-hmm. The class will wrap up just before Easter.
Mm-hmm.
Kids join the church at the end of April, and really just pray for them that they might confess Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for being here with me. You've been listening to First Focus. For Brad Anderson, Beth Ann Hurst, Josh Madsen, and all our staff here at First Pres, I'm Josh Squires. Thanks for joining us. If you have any comments, questions, or concerns, don't hesitate to contact us. We hope you'll join us next week, and until then, God bless.